Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Black Friday, November 29th at 7 a.m. Today's advisory is sponsored by Cook City Super 8 and Uphill Pursuits. Alex will put out another forecast tomorrow morning. Yesterday it snowed 1 to 2 inches in the Bridger Range to Big Sky, while the southern ranges to West Yellowstone and Cook City got 3 to 5 inches. Winds been moderate at 10 to 20 miles per hour out of the east to southeast and north to northwest in the Bridger Range with temperatures in the low teens. This morning another snowstorm will impact our area. Winds will shift to the northwest to 10 to 20 miles per hour, and by dawn tomorrow we will see 6 to 10 inches of new snow in the northern ranges and 8 to 12 inches in the southern mountains. The storm is expected to end late Saturday morning. For those of us inclined to take a pass on Black Friday and instead indulge in White Friday, you'll be much happier because of it. The northern mountains got a light covering of snow, with Cook City getting 3 to 4 inches. Although far apart, the mountains have similarities, 2 to 3 feet of snow on the ground with good stability. Buried layers of facets and crust that formed in the last 2 months are strong enough to support today's snowfall. However, the new snow will be prone to avalanche at the snow surface where crusts or weak snow are found. Dave and I had this concern in Cook City, and yesterday a skier saw tiny slides which indicate that bigger avalanches will be possible with more snow. Stick to lower angle terrain if you see avalanches or find cracks shooting out from your skis or sled. The snowpack in the southern Madison, southern Gallatin, and mountains around West Yellowstone is weak and unstable. Since Wednesday night, the mountains have gotten 6 to 10 inches of snow that measures 0.5 to 0.9 inches of snowwater equivalent. Yesterday and today's snowfall are creating dangerous avalanche conditions. I expect a skier or sledder could trigger an avalanche breaking at the ground. Last week, Alex and Dave found a shallow snowpack about 6 to 18 inches deep, made entirely of sugary, very weak snow, which is now ripe to avalanche. Traveling in the backcountry in the southern mountains today is not recommended. Dave and I discussed the avalanche potential in one of our videos on our dashboard talks, which you can find online. We will begin issuing danger ratings soon. We are still gathering snowpack data and welcome your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form online, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, leave a voicemail at 587-6984, or Instagram with hashtag GNFACObs. Thanks for calling and have a great day.